Yes, we're going to get started. Welcome, everybody. This is the first time the IDN Working Group 2 meets. IDN Working Group, and that's why I put it on the screen. The purpose of this working group is to report in the framework of the PDP on changes to Article 9 of the bylaws of ICANN, and this is all about the CCNSO, its structure, voting mechanisms, etc. And what needs to be done to include IDN CCTLDs as full members and on equal footing in the CCNSO. Currently, so that's the assumption, although IDN CCTLDs are considered CCTLDs, because the way the of the definitions in the bylaws and the way it's structured, they can't be included. So that needs to change as part of the whole overall PDP regarding IDN CCTLDs. And we set it up in two working groups because you don't. This is complete other matters we're dealing with than say the. The selection mechanism for IDN CCTLDs. This is reviewing the current bylaws and what needs to be changed. Now, as this is the first meeting, I think I propose to go through a few administrative matters first. One of the most important ones is that this working group needs to select a chair and an alternate chair. So it's very strange for me to chair this meeting because I'm ICANN staff and I'm not a member of this working group, just support staff. So that is point one, which, say, the first task of this working group, and as this is only a small fraction of the total working group, my suggestion would be to do this online, and so we know it, or maybe at a first call to select a chair, an alternative chair, and if you were able as a group to seek a chair without going through your vote, that would be very nice. It helps. So that's the first administrative step. The second one, which is important, I think, is in order to get started, is to set up a schedule of meetings. So most of the times this will be conference calls, and given the nature of this, there will be a lot of documents floating around. My guess is one call a month would be sufficient in the initial stages, and the rest we can do online, and everybody on this, who is on the working group, has already been subscribed to the email list. So that's an easy one. If there are, so that will be the suggestion on the email list as well. And I'd say as a starter, I would suggest that we have a call, say, somewhere around mid-July. Otherwise, we're stuck with summer holidays or holidays in Europe and other regions of the world. And we start again end of August. And, yeah, then Cartagena comes in rather quickly. So we will send out a suggestions for dates and times for the call, and depending on where everybody is, probably either a rotating scheme or a fixed time and some dates. But if we can manage to do it on a fixed time, then that will be the preference. It's easier to schedule. That's been the experience with the delegation and redelegation working group. If you look what the if you look at the overall process, how this working group fits into the PDP and how it should work, say the this working group needs to deliver some recommendations, if any, what needs to change in Article 9, Annex B of the bylaws and Annex C of the bylaws. That will be part of, say, the total package of recommendations of the PDP. That will go, say, out for, as a total package, will go out first for public comment, then it will go up to the council for a vote, and then it will be subject to a members' vote, so a vote of the members of the CCNSO, before it goes to the board as a package. More substantively, the recommendations, if needed, will probably be suggested changes to the bylaws suggested changes to the bylaws. So it's a lot of legalese. I've asked ICANN staff, legal staff, to say be observer. I haven't had a response yet, so they know what's coming and they can advise this working group whether, say, some of the wording would work within the framework of the current ICANN bylaws to avoid any issues. So that's a bit about the process, a bit about the initial tasks of this working group. And to give you more an idea of what we in fact talking about, say one of the things I did, and unfortunately I wasn't able to complete it before this meeting, say I went through the... You can't read it. Can you? No. So I went through the current bylaws and Annex B and C and looked at, say, what potentially needs to be changed in order to include the IDN CCTLDs. And there are some interesting issues. First of all, say where the membership and membership vote has an influence is on the election process of CCNSO councils. And one of the questions there will be, for instance, if you look at the current structure of the CCNSO, it is one vote per CCTLD, in fact one vote per territory. Now, one of the questions will be if you have, say, in the case of India, potentially 22 or 23 IDN CCTLDs, how do we deal with that voting mechanism? Should it be one per country or territory? Should it be, and how do you do this? Should they sort it out themselves so they are represented with one voice, or do you have a weight voting, something like this? This needs to be, so it's very legalese and very much into voting mechanism. So that's just one. The same is, there might be an issue with the general requirement regarding the territorial diversity of the council. Say currently, if you look at the way the CCNSO council is structured, say you have three members from every geographic region. And that's easy if you have this clearly defined, but there might be some consequences with IDN CCTLD or not. It's just a question. Another element, and probably that's the most important to include IDN CCTLDs, if you look at the current definition of members, it is based on the definition is based on recording in the IANA database, but that was done. And if you look at the IANA database, how IDN CCTLDs are included, they're considered CCTLDs, but they're not managers of a two-letter ASCII code. So that needs to change. That is the first step that needs to change in order to include them. Another element. So this is just at the level of Article 9 itself. And I have some more examples here. If you look at, say, one of the annexes, Annex B, this is about the PDP process, and there you have a voting mechanism as well. Say, what I said when I started this session, if you look at the PDP, there is always, at the end, there is a members' vote. And again, you have the question how you want to structure it, and there is a quorum rule and everything else. So that can be very complicated when you start to include more than one CCTLD per territory. So these are the issues this working group will be dealing with or has to deal with. So I don't know if I scared you off, but... So I do have this document. I can polish it up as a starting point for discussion, maybe in preparation of the first working group call, so you have more or less an idea what needs to be tackled. So that's all I had to say for this afternoon. Any questions, remarks? You can envision structures and look. We go through a process, and that's the good thing. That's why we separated it. This you can do this without. At the end of the day, it's members who decide, and we can propose some different mechanisms and what is the preference and the pros and cons of the different mechanisms. That's almost an academic exercise. That could be the case. So that's why I said this working group is part of the overall PDP. So it means say currently IDN CCTLDs are not included in the CCNSO. They can't be members because of the definition. So until this PDP is finished, there will be no changes. So at the end, it's the current members who determine it. And you can already see where it's heading with regard to the definition, unless the working group decides to use a complete different definition. But you can already see, for instance, that's what I checked before, and that's in this document, but that's too detailed, you can't see it. Say, IDN CCTLDs, like .RF, are defined in a certain way, and you can refer to that particular way of the IDN CCTLD as a requirement for membership, as we do right now.
Two things. One administrative thing. We have the list of the components of this working group, because I'm not sure I received the members of the working group.
I will do that.
Okay.
But the members of the working group are also listed on the speaking side.
Okay. Well,
So you have a basic idea of who is on the working group.
Composed just by CCNSO members, also by.
No, just CCNSO members. That was part of the job.
Okay.
So it's Paulos Mary Udumi, Chris as an observer, being chair of the CCNSO, Hiro, Shava, Smarali Lava, I hope I pronounced it, Jan from Asian Pacific, Dayan. Yeah, I'm sorry. So I go again. Paulos Mari Udumi, Christy Spain as an observer, Hiro, Chavas, Smariala, Jan, Dejan Djukic from Serbia, Daniel, Andrei Romanov, Giovanni Sepia from EU, Demi from BR, and that's it. These are the members of the working group. And I want to, as I said, as a expert either or as support staff, but that's I suggest to include somebody from ICANN's legal team as well, so they know where we're heading, and if there is an issue that say this doesn't work because of peculiarities of the ICANN bylaws, because it's a Californian corporation, you don't want to go into a direction which can't be implemented.
The second point is just a question to see if we can do this way or not. We have two basic ways to manage this problem or to tackle this. One is from going from the bylaws to the new situation.
Yeah.
Another is stating some principles and then trying to make these principles reflected in the bylaws. For example, I think We it's in our utmost interest to have the IDNCC TLDs inside the CCNSO structure. This is one of the principles. We are not discussing, because some years ago in the ICANN board and so there was a discussion if IDNs are all generic in some way or there are differences. And we always tried to make clear that the IDNs referring to the territories like the ISO 3166 is part of the CCNSO. Then this will be one of the principles. We are willing to have this under CCNSO organization. And the second, maybe we can relate this to the original table in some way to make a mapping. But this is for the working group. I propose going this way, from the principles to the bylaws, and not simply reading the bylaws and trying to amend them to reflect the new reality.
Say that's your choice, okay. but I understand. Say that's the way it's normally done. But you first, probably that's why I did this thing first. Is you need to understand where are the issues, yeah. and say in resolving these issues, starting with guiding principles is a very good one. That's the way, say, the IDM fast track was designed. If you look at the PDP itself, you have guiding principles as well, and then you see how they work out in the different, where the changes are needed. But say this analysis, what I've just done, that was done in, it took me about 2 hours or something to go through it. You see where there are topics that need the attention of this working group, and maybe the working group comes up with other. This was just preliminary, just to serve as an example of what needs to change to include them, and how you want to change it, and which direction you want to go. That's up to the working group. So what I suggest is that for the say that Gabi, Christine, and I will send out a suggested timetable for calls. I will tidy this document I just showed you. I'll tidy it up, and we'll so you have an understanding where are the issues, and then maybe on the first call we need to select a chair and a vice chair, although vice chair is not as necessary, but we need to select a chair, and based on that one I suggest that say the chair, that's been my experience so far with working groups, say that through the chair we prepare some drafts for discussion, and say that focuses the discussion of the group, without going even if you want to go through the level of principles, it's easier to have it some in front of you before starting talking in the blue. Otherwise, you're always in brainstorming mode. Miro?
Yes, I have two questions here. The first one is. Observing the discussion about on the scope of IDNCC PDP working group one, there may happen to be a possibility to confusion on the scope of this working group two. So may we assume that the discussion of working group two is strictly limited to IDNCC TLDs? Okay. Yeah.
For clarification, for those of you who weren't around, one of the issues was, or is within IDM Working Group 1, is should it only be focused on IDNs, or should it be about the use of country names? That was, and I think my sense of what happened was, and that's why I sent the email to the IDM Working Group 1, is that the rough consensus was we move forward with IDN CCPDP in the current scope with the current definition of what is an IDN CCTLD, or the new definition what is IDN TLD, so that there needs to be at least one non-ASCII character in the string. And then based on that, so that means this working group is still under the PDP, otherwise we needed to do something else.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, I'd like to confirm the current situation About the CCNSO membership. So in the case of one organization sponsors two or more CCTLDs, ASCII CCTLDs, so does it have multiple voting rights or not?
My understanding is it has multiple voting rights. It is, if you look at it, if it's a member for each and individual CCTLD, then it has multiple voting rights. Fortunately, what I've seen until now, if you look at the membership of the CCNSO, this situation has not come up, but say that situation may need to be clarified as well by this working group. Say it's not limited to just the IDN CCTLDs. It is, some of the issues are created by the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs. So what do you do if that strengthens, say, the discussion, is if you have one manager running 22 IDN CCTLDs, does he have 22 votes? And say recursive or iteratively, that rule should apply to the current members as well. Suggestion to resolve it. Maybe there are others as well.
I think we have a sort of terminology problem here. It's more general, not only for this working group, and the terminology is that we imply that the CCTOD means TOD connected with a particular country or endorsed by the government or whatever. I don't think we have a clear definition on what we mean under this term, and why I am saying this, because the original meaning of CCTOD and what is included in the bylaws and is the topic of our discussion anyway, is that these are the TODs created from a list of codes, not names of countries, but identifier codes that happened to be pre-existing when the TODs were created, and now we have the precedent that there is a new list of codes, that is being created dynamically as new applications come up. But in some languages, the application is for the full country name or something like that. In some other languages or scripts, the application is for a label that is believed to be the country code representation in that particular language.
I agree with you, and now I'm going to wear another hat, so not as ICANN staff support, but as a former member of the advisory committee to the changes in the bylaws, and Demi was on that one, and Hiro was on that working group as well. At the time the CCNSO was created, and we started drafting this, is one, if you look at Article 9, and I think it's in this document, we ran into this discussion. And for the purposes of Article 9, the only thing we need to define is who is a member and who is not, who can be a member. And the solution to that is, if you read carefully, and that's the limitation as well, it is members as those entities registered in the IANA database as sponsoring organizations. And now you can extend that definition, because then you have the external thing, it is recognized as a CCTLD, and they become members. In fact, if you look at, there are some sections in the bylaws where there is reference to CCTLD managers, I believe, but this could be used as an opportunity to clean that up as well.
Yes, this was my point.
I agree, but say the first thing we did at the time was define membership in a certain way, and not going into the definition of a CCTLD manager. And that was, I think, a very elegant way of avoiding this discussion.
So I think we should have this as a point for clarification and possibly recommendation to other working groups to clean it up, because I think with time this confusion will only become worse, especially when the GTLD things are.
Yes, I think CCTLD manager, say, based on working in other working group, if you look at, say, the delegation-redelegation working group, one of the things, if you look, go through the different documents, mm-hmm. like ROC 1591, ICP1, and the GAC principles, whatever their status is, doesn't matter. They intend to refer to the same entity, but they use different language.
Yes.
And it's very confusing, especially for newcomers. Anybody else? I think this is, we agreed on a way forward, and I will clean up the document. So action points for me are, I'll clean up the document, we'll set up a dates for conference calls, and it is for you to, and the first action item is to select the chair, and that person takes over my role. Yeah? Okay, thank you very much. Use the microphone, it's a good.
Is there any time frame for us to work this whole process out?
Yes and no. if it's, say, not, if you look at the way the PDP is currently structured, this one would follow the recommendations of Working Group 1. However, with the current IDN CCTLDs, you already have some clarity. But if this working group could complete its work almost at the same time as the Working Group 1 has completed its work, and that's going to take another couple of meetings before everything is sorted out within IDN PDP Working Group 1, that would speed up the overall process enormously. So you don't have to wait on the outcomes of Working Group 1. And maybe this working group could even feed into that working group with some of its recommendations. So you understand, the time frame is the way it's structured. The time frame is determined by this working group in principle, because it would follow the first working group. When it's done, then where my other hat is issue manager, I have to compile a report that goes out for public comment, and then it goes into the whole voting processes. So you want to have a combined overall recommendations to the board. So I hope that answers your question.